So for example, if you put your hand under a table and try to localize it with your other hand, you can be off by several centimeters due to the noise in sensory feedback. Similarly, when you put motor output or movement output, it's extremely noisy. Forget about trying to hit the bullseye in darts. Just aim for the same spot over and over again. You have a huge spread due to movement variability. And more than that, the outside world or task is both ambiguous and variable. The teapot could be full, it could be empty, it changes over time. So we work in a whole sensory movement task soup of noise. Now this noise is so great that society places a huge premium on those of us who can reduce the consequences of noise. So if you're lucky enough to be able to knock a small white ball into a hole several hundred yards away using a long metal stick, our society will be willing to reward you with hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, what I want to convince you is the brain also goes to a lot of effort to reduce the negative consequences of this sort of noise and variability. And to do that, I'm going to tell you about a framework which is very popular in statistics and machine learning over the last 50 years called Bayesian decision theory. And it's more recently a unifying way to think about how the brain deals with uncertainty. And the fundamental idea is you want to make inferences and then take actions.